I just fix a big old hunk of butter and fry that hominy. I take all the water out, and he can eat a whole can. He loves it better than anything. And Buddha never fixed any. He said, I don't know why Buddha don't ever think about buying me any hominy. I said, well, you in the store, you buy as many groceries as she does. Why don't you buy some? He eats with me, especially when I have turnips. He doesn't like for me to have to stand on my feet and cook a lot now because I have a lot of trouble in my bag. So they don't eat a lot with me, but when I have turnips, he loves turnips.
How do you just boil the turnips?
Yeah, you just wash them and you pick them. You go out and pick them and you take the stems out usually, because if you don't, there'll be lots of stringy things in there, you know. And cook them. You put meat in there.
Oh,
you know, you buy this streak of lean and streak of fat. Regular, they call it boiling meat.
Oh, yeah.
And cook that with it. Cook that in there. They're just real, real good. I had turnips last week. They're real good. Everybody was hungry for turnips because during the winter you don't have turnips except what you buy, you know, in the cans or the frozen, and they're not like the fresh ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't have turnips in the winter time.
And your house that you grew up in, did you ever have those things that ran along the edge of the roof to catch the water? Came down?
Mm-mm. I don't remember that. What is that called? Drain pipe?
Well, there's something like that. They're kind of open. They're right underneath the eaves, and the water runs off the eaves.
It's a little trough-like thing, wasn't it? Yes. I remember, but I don't know what that's called. Yeah, I remember living at one place that we had that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they have that, a lot of houses, people that live just out of town down here, that has those now, they have cisterns. You know what that is? That's the thing where they have to catch their water, but all the water that they use.
From here
to Sweetwater, Alabama, we're just getting, it's in the paper today a lot, we're just getting, they're going to have to use our water. We're going to run water for, say, like 30 miles.
Yeah.
We're going to have more wells. Here, there's no water down in that area. They've just drilled and drilled and drilled. And they haul water. If it gets dry, they have to haul water from Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Just for miles and miles.
Just for the crops?
Mm-hmm. No! For the home.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh. For the home. Mm-hmm. Anything that they use water for. So they're getting the water system this year.
Right.
This summer they hope to. And in fact, May the 10th is the last day I noticed in the paper today to sign up for it, to hook on, you know. It's just $25 to when you sign up, you pay that and then you're hooked on to it. But if you wait until that deadline is over, you have to pay $250 to hook on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thing. I'm sure they will. But I remember those things, and back then, of course, most everybody had wells, you know, that you drew water by hand. Sometimes that water would go in that well that came off of the house, but not too much. But we used to catch rainwater for different things, you know. We would have tubs, you know. Have you ever seen a tub, a big iron, big metal, galvanized? Zinc tub, you know. They used to have tubs. That's what we used to wash. Yeah, we used to have to wash, and I've had to wash on those with rub boards.
Before
my mother died, we did.
Did you have boil clothes?
Yeah, a wash pot, an old black wash pot.
Really?
Yeah, an iron with those irons in the fireplace. After my mother died, I had to for a while.
Wow.
Because my mother did.